can be corrected in a game. The speaker I'm introducing to you is energetic and passionate on how organic waste can be handled in Bangkok. She believes collecting this organic waste can be in a playful way. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Manita from Thailand.
Years ago, I quit my career as a project manager to become a farmer, my idea of living a sustainable life at the time. Being born and brought up in the city, I had no experience nor skill to farm. I couldn't even hold this properly. People would laugh at me, but I was determined to live the dream of sustainable life. And the reasons were brought together by four puzzle pieces. They are my king and my country, my family, my educations, and my environment. Let me walk you through the journey of mine. I come from one of the most abundant countries under the reign of King Bhumibol Adulyadej, the late king of Thailand, who in my eyes is one of the most beloved, talented, and hardworking visionary. And he developed the concept of sufficiency economy that promotes living life in moderation and being self-reliant. And that was the first piece and seed that was planted. Despite that, many Thais are still entrapped in materialistic world. We are moved by the latest iPhone launch or the next coming grand sale. And this system of taking, making, and trashing the world is not going to last. And it is feeding on the expense of other people. That was experienced firsthand by my parents. They were forced to leave their job early because the companies were not doing well. And that second piece developed and grown my dream. The third piece came through the course of education, where I chose to study biomedical science, hoping to find cure for the incurables, only to discover that good health doesn't start in the hospital. It starts with taking good food, maintaining good mind, and being in a good environment. And sustainable living pretty much sum up the three. The fourth and most alarming piece of all was when my neighbor decided to cut down a really large rain tree that has given me shades and greeneries and fresh air for so long and replace it with concrete wall. I was angry and furious at how short-sighted and selfish the neighbor was, sacrificing a tree for their own comfort and convenience. That day, I told myself that I would create a sustainable living space where people can rely less on money and materials and more on living in alignment with nature. I have this beautiful picture of going to the front yard, picking fruits and vegetables and cook for breakfast and enjoy the morning sun. But the reality was this. There was a small piece of land that I experiment my farm and my dream. I struggle to feed myself. And I try to sell soap and detergents that I make for myself, or even market the little produce that the farm could give me. I quickly lost interest, and I lost myself. But at the same time, the need to improve the soil quality in my farm gave me the idea that has become the beginning of my social venture called Pak Dan, which means push forward. And pak alone in Thai means vegetable. So vegetable gets done through bringing organic waste back to compost, restoring nutrients to the soil and the earth. The idea was also awarded by Thai City Farm Project under Sustainable Agriculture Foundation. And this pushed me to investigate further on the issue of waste. What I found was terrifying. In each day in Bangkok, 10,000 tons of waste are being generated. And the amount of money spent on disposing these waste could have fed over 60,000 people, let alone the means of disposal, which are mainly landfills and incinerations that cause damage and pressure to the environment. What I found also led me to find a key to approaching my dream by tackling waste, closing the loop, and creating a true sustainable cycle. I was so passionate about this that I started going to the restaurants and markets to collect organic waste and transport it in my own car and bring it back to the farm to process into compost. I continued to do so for 5 months, and I would get over 30 kgs of waste every day, and that makes it a ton per month. Until February this year, I fell down the stairs, and I hurt my back, and I could no longer lift heavy things. And that was when I found a flaw to my approach of solving this waste issue. People's mindset did not change. I would get calls demanding when I could come and pick up the waste again. So together with my two friends and co-founders, we transformed Pak Dan by not just directly collecting organic waste, but we promote people to manage waste at their own source, at their own home. And we provide tools and trainings, as well as giving the incentives of buying back the compost. And again, we find there are two limiting factors to that. They are that the compost, the value of compost was not much to overcome the logistic cost, and it's not financially feasible as well as environmentally. And the second thing is that the people who join our course and our training, they are already have a good mentality towards environment and towards waste. But what we want is we want to spread this understanding that every single piece of waste is valuable. Imagine how clean the road and street would be. People can just stop by and picnic anywhere. Or the river and canal, so fresh and clear, we would like to jump into the water and enjoy it. And that's the mission of Pak Dan. We want to create this system where we facilitate the perception change into the community, into the schools, into the temple, creating the mini sustainable cycle everywhere where they can tackle their own waste, bring it to resource, and create that mini production. But how do we create such an understanding that waste is valuable? And how do we tackle and attract young generations? Perhaps through a mobile game application.
You think waste is useless? Think again. Whoever you are, or whatever you're doing, when there's waste available, everybody is ready to battle for waste.
Pak Dan, go!
Pak Dan, we and make waste management fun and rewarding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Manita. Great talk. And to combine fun with a useful thing, I think it's a good idea. Now to the practical side. How do you organize the collection of the waste?
So first, we would try this concept in a few schools first. We would approach school and create like an environmental club where students, they can also manage their own waste, and as well as their like fellow friends, family, and then they in the process they also learn how to manage waste, how to segregate them, and they will be like a good plant, a seed that, you know, give them the idea that every single piece of waste is valuable and it is our responsibility.
Now, you have mentioned already that your first trials, they weren't very sustainable from the point of view they were economically not feasible. How are you going to tackle that problem?
So the idea of the application actually came, so we want people that they also travel around, they are the ones who move the waste as well. So that's the idea of reducing the logistic costs.
Does that mean that they have to travel their own to a collection place, or how do you organize that?
So like when they would go to drop their kids in the school, the family can also drop the waste in the school. Yeah, so.
Hi. Hi, Manita. Congrats.
Thank you.
I was about to ask you what is your thing about sustainable life, and then you gave the answer very crisply, and it was a very beautiful answer. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I would like to know whether, how does one factor this? You talked about sustainable cycle, but does it include a reduction of waste?
Yes, that's also part of it. Like in the end, because the nature, there's no waste in the nature. Mm. But if we can mimic that system where all the packaging could be used, like naturally derived products, then we can really create a true sustainable cycle. But while there's still a demand on using plastics and aluminum can and all that, then it's like breaking the problem into smaller pieces and trying to tackle it and slowly changing the people mindset.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
If you can solve this, it's really amazing. Having traveled around Thailand, there's an incredible waste problem, right? I have two very simple questions. The first is, why doesn't your budget show anything to develop the app?
So actually, initially when I came up with this application, I was like, oh, I'm so excited and wanted to do the app. But then over the course of, like, we talk and discuss, and I realized that maybe I need to I need to really approach the school and, you know, the community first and really establish the infrastructure and before the app can really form.
Okay. The other thing is with the app itself, right? We live in a world where there's been such a proliferation of apps, right? People don't, you know, especially kids and things like that have hundreds of apps on their phone. So app real estate is a problem and app distribution is a problem, right? Have you thought about that?
Yes, I got a lot of questions regarding this, but maybe I also think of two different solutions. Mm-hmm. So I might not create my own app separately, but I might work with the game applications that are already existing and already popular, but first I need to make myself strong in my own ways subject area, and then only I can attract the ones that already have a good established game platform. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. You need to visualize that the average citizen should be educated about these things, sorting out the waste and then once you collect, is it not possible to see that it's properly composted, converted into manure, and this manure can in turn be sold to generate income? This is one aspect of this. Are you looking at that aspect also?
Yes.
How to have value addition to the waste, organic waste, isn't it? There are many different microbial consortia which can be used for very effective treatment of this waste so that valuable manure is generated. This is one thing. The same thing can be extended to the municipal waste also, which is dumped on a large scale basis. Sometimes it is burnt and all that. So maybe you can upgrade your program to see that the city's dump is also properly treated and converted into manure. I don't know. You think it's possible?
Like we would start with organic waste, but our vision is to make every single piece of waste, like get it back to the cycle, and there won't be any waste in the system. But the issue of waste is massive, and we have to start small and then grow. But the vision is there, and I really hope that I can also work with the government and to make this a great impact and can really create a clean and fresh road and streets.
How do you pack or how do you sell the compost afterwards?
So what we're doing right now is we're trying to add value to the compost. So we sell it in a growing kits. So we have this coconut fiber pot, the plant pot. We wanted to minimize as much as plastic waste as possible. So we try to use the natural ingredients. So we have that as one value added product, which is a ready-made growing pots set, and we also sell the compost by itself. And yeah, my idea is I wanted to sell it. I want to make people come in with their bag and actually get the compost in their bag and go. But right now we're just still using a traditional plastic to go. Yeah.
When you are looking at the next step maybe of using the compost, what could you add to your production to increase the value chain of your product?
Yeah, so actually we already have a discussion on that, and you mentioned that if we could make the compost to grow mushroom, and that's one that always stuck in my mind. And I also thought about like having a compost and turning it into biochar, and that's to add value to that. And the compost, if we go to the school where we promote people to manage organic waste into compost, we want them to also use that compost to grow the food for the school lunch and for the meals in the school also. We don't want it to take it back. So that's the idea.
I think it's great to have to use as much as possible also the natural materials. Maybe that there is a second option to add when I'm looking at the plastic bags, which is a huge problem all over. You could use the plastic bags also to prepare compost where they can plant trees or whatever to add. So I think when you are looking at the value chain, if sustainability does not exist because of the economical costs of your project, you may have a look at what's coming next.
Okay.
But great.
Thank you for the idea.
Good idea to combine.
These compost products that you're creating, like the pot that you talked about, are you planning on selling it through regular retail outlets, or how are you planning to sell it?
Now it's just regular retail, to Facebook and to the events.
Ah, okay. So not in the 7-Elevens and the... not that kind of... or the grocery stores and...
Only if they can accept that most of the... like, we don't package it in a nice plastic wrap and all that.
Okay.
Then I think there's a possibility. Okay, thank you.